With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine won't enter peace talks with Russia until it has security guarantees against another offensive. Responding to President Trump's claim that Zelensky isn't interested in peace, the Ukrainian leader told Fox News host Bret Baier that nobody wants to finish the war more than Ukrainians.
I respect American people, and if, I don't know, if I think that we have to be very open and very honest, and I'm not sure that we did something bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to a free media. But there are things that where we have to understand the position of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
He added that yesterday's heated Oval Office spat with President Trump was not good for both sides, but he believes his relationship with Mr. Trump can be salvaged. Also at SRNnews.com, the FBI has returned boxes to President Trump that were taken during a search for classified records at his Florida estate in 2022. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
When the president flew to Florida on Friday evening, Air Force One was carrying some extra cargo. Boxes that had been confiscated during an FBI search for classified documents were loaded onto the presidential plane. In a statement, the president said justice finally won out and that the items will someday be part of the Trump presidential library. He was ultimately indicted on charges of hoarding classified records and obstructing the FBI, but the case was dismissed last summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities investigating the deaths of Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife are waiting for more details from their autopsies to determine just how and why they died. You'll find more stories at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Christians are preparing for Lent. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It begins on Wednesday, March the 5th this year, the traditional 40-day period of fasting and prayer in preparation for Easter celebrations. Lent echoes the 40 days that Christ spent in the desert as detailed in the Gospels. While not everybody observing Lent will actually fast for the duration, it has become a tradition in the West for an individual to give something up for Lent. Recently, conducting a digital media fast during the period has become popular. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center foreshadows future religious decline in this country. There is a huge age gap in the demographics, with 46% of the youngest American adults identifying as Christian, compared to 80% of the oldest. Young adults are also three times more likely than the oldest group to be religiously unaffiliated. One question is whether young adults are firmly rejecting organized religion. More at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. An elderly Jewish woman who endured World War II Nazi horrors has passed away.
Rose Giron, believed to be the oldest living Holocaust survivor, as well as a strong advocate for sharing survivors' stories, has died. She was 113. She died Monday in New York. Giron was born January 13, 1912, in Poland. One of about 245,000 survivors still living across more than 90 countries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says 6 million European Jews and other minorities were killed during the Holocaust. Texas health officials say the number of people with measles has increased to 146 in rural West Texas, an outbreak that led this week to the death of a school-aged child who was not vaccinated. The number of cases has increased to 22 since Tuesday. The World Health Organization says authorities investigating the deaths of nearly 60 people in northwestern Congo suspect the water source to be contaminated. This is SRN News.